Hey, everybody. It's Wendy. Before we get to the episode, I want to do a little promo plug here because the documentary Funny Pains is finally out. It's available for purchase. You can rent or buy the film, and it is available on the following streaming services. Okay, get your notebooks out, kiddos. It is available on Amazon Prime Video, iTunes, Google Play, Vimeo, and Fandango Now. So please check out the film. We're going to be doing watch parties, one or two, I think, where we'll get a bunch of people together and we can all watch it at the same time on Zoom and we can get a little chat going and kind of mystery science theater the film, which I think will be fun. That will be followed by a Q&A, a 20-minute Q&A with me and possibly other people in the film. So be on the lookout for those, and I would love for you to join us. The admission to get into those watch parties is proof of purchase of the film. Just make sure to take a screenshot of your receipt, and I would love to see you at one of those watch parties. Also, when you watch the film, I would appreciate if you let me know what you thought, because today I'm recording this the night before the podcast comes out, so I'm recording this at 8:30 on the night of the 26th. I still have not seen the finished film, so maybe if you buy it, you can send me a link. I'm waiting for my screener, but I would appreciate that so much. You guys are the best, and you know, we're going to do what we do. Just push forward. Whatever. Who knows? I'm tired. And I was drinking wine. If you came to the premiere party, thank you. We just got done with that. And that was a great time. I really appreciate you guys. All right. That's enough from me. And now on to the episode. Hit it, Rick.
I'm recording.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, good. I've changed locales. I'm in the annex studio.
Yeah.
AKA the garage. I'm sitting in a driveway. Here, let me give you a view. I'm giving Wendy a view.
Let me see.
Isn't this lovely?
It is nice.
And then behind me.
Love it.
A garage.
A lot of storage space.
It's great. Right next to the laundry machine.
Yeah.
I almost said laundromat. I mean, really, what is an at-home washer and dryer but a personal laundromat?
Exactly.
I just had to come outside hoping to pick up some of these hot helicopter sounds.
Yeah, well, and also, look, I know a lot of people, if you listen to the show, you'd be like, these bitches don't try very hard at all. They mostly just try to entertain themselves for the length of an hour. But we just recorded the Patreon, and Megan moved locations.
Yeah.
It's called changing the energy.
Yeah, apparently the energy I'm trying to change is how much Leah's neighbors like her.
Yeah. So see, we're trying. We took a break.
Yeah, we took a break. Now I'm trying to get my best friend probably kicked out of her apartment.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's crazier. You recording live from the bean can, or you just in a garage, yelling into a microphone.
I mean, I think the bean can is better because at least I clearly have access to this garage somehow. Where the bean can, I'm fucking mobile, baby. I could record in front of your house. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you, listener, friend.
Yeah, well, you're going to be driving across country pretty soon, so you can maybe make pit stops and record in front of different listeners' homes if you all send us your addresses.
Yes. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Preston would love that.
Just send your, and then you guys can map your route instead of going a direct way home, back to St. Louis, I should say. You can.
There we go.
Yep. You can do like a little ping pong and instead of visiting like landmarks and attractions and beautiful things the country has to offer, you guys just go. I said we, because I'll be there in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit and also physically.
Yes. Surprise. I'm getting on a plane to California.
That would be perfect. You would love that.
I know.
Hi, how are you? Here's the other fun thing about doing this. I can say hello to passersby, as I just did.
You look
looking
like,
absolutely insane.
I know. It looks like you broke into, like you're someone that's like living in the garage. You're just like.
They're just like, she's pretending to record something. So every time, but I'm just like, nobody thinks. Everyone's like, this woman. Oh. Again, no one can hear Wendy's audio, so I am just talking to myself.
I love it.
Inside of an open garage.
This is the fucking best.
Which also, I love I did this to like give Brian space, and he's like, okay, I'm going to come grab my bike in a minute. So in a minute, it's going to get really loud and weird when Brian comes in here to get his bike. So... Like, oh, that defeats the entire purpose of doing this.
Oh my God. Quarantine is really just a fun adventure.
Well, hey, you know what you should do, guys? Everyone's getting squirrely. Here's what you should do. Go to a public beach parking lot and demand that it's unconstitutional that the parking lot is closed. Oh, that's what the protest is.
Is that?
I'm not kidding.
So there are helicopters overhead. What the fuck is happening?
That's what it took. So me and Brian were trying to look it up. It's by the pier. So what they've done here in Orange County, and same in LA, but LA, like they're being a little more serious about the beach closures. Here you can go to the beach for like swimming, running, what quote unquote exercise. You can't just get drunk on the sand. I mean, you can, but then like when a lifeguard shows up, you have to like do a push-up or something. I don't know.
Right. So get drunk on a pile of rocks. And they're like, what are you doing? Boulder climbing?
I'm boulder climbing.
Ma'am, we listened to a podcast, and that's euphemism for jerking off in public.
Also, ma'am, you're violently masturbating on this rock right now. It's exercise. But so the thing is, like, all public parking's closed. So parking lots with beach access, like some, you know, bigger beaches have like parking lots, meters are shut off. But like, if you could walk there, or you could like, where I am, there's neighborhood parking. So if you know how to get to the beach, but all the like beach access, it's kind of a little secret, guys. But if you can get down there, you can go.
Yeah.
You just can't park. So the protest is that they can't park in the paid public parking lots. And I saw a video, there's about fucking like 40 or 50 cops.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the helicopters are still going.
I mean,
these are all just white pussies. So nobody's going to do anything.
Must be nice to be white and live at the beach where that's your protest. What are you guys protesting? Are people like violating your rights or like, you know, like in current day, present day, black people are being lynched.
No, that's it's the hell hath no fury, like a white person mildly inconvenienced.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Report back. Brian's going to do some investigative reporting.
Nice.
Yeah. He's going to do some photojournalism at the protest.
See, we've got a professional operation now. Now we have...
Yeah, this is a professional operation. We have... Brian is not being paid. Oh, good. And his tires are flat. So now he's just going to be here forever. He's just going to sit here and pump up his tires and... I mean, I guess I could look, I'll look less insane to passersby now.
Yeah. Oh, you better.
Maybe I'm autistic and it's difficult for me to communicate directly. So I have to pretend like I'm recording a podcast.
Yes.
And speak into a microphone while having a regular conversation with someone.
Yeah. That's more believable. And I know that's gotta be, what a boost for your self-esteem when you're already like, man, I feel like I've been gaining weight. Because remember, St. Brian was like, oh, God, I feel like I've been putting on weight. And you're like, you're fine. You get on your bike and your tires immediately.
My tires are flat. Yeah, they weren't flat until he sat on it.
I'm going to go exercise. I guess I'm too fat to exercise. Well, this is a fucking problem.
I'm just going to go drink beer. And eat fried cheese. I did buy 2.5 pounds of queso fresco.
Oh, well done.
That's me. Me and Brian's new goal is to just eat that as quickly as possible.
What are you going to do? Put it in between pizza?
I put it in between pizza, put it in between our toes, like for a pedicure. then it's like a nice, it tastes like queso fresco, but it smells like blue.
Mm.
It's a hybrid. Hybrid cheese.
Yeah. You know, they have like where it's like goat's milk and cow's milk. This is queso fresco foot cheese. It's a hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good for you.
We're creating new things. Look, this is what's happening. We all have to find new ways to make a living from home. And we have become foot cheese makers. That's what we are.
It's like bitches that we've talked about this before. Bitches that make yogurt in their pussies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the next step. We're organic dairy producers.
Kaylee, we
might need your help on this.
Yeah, we do need your help. And start milking those chinchillas. So here's what we'll do. And if you don't know who Kaylee is and you don't know about the chinchillas, you got to get on the Patreon because we are doing fun activities over there.
Like looking at chinchillas.
That's what we can do, as because I know with merch, because the cup of pens, you know, that's kind of, you always have to have new stuff. Maybe we can do that bitch and piglet pussy yogurt.
That's better. I thought you were going to say we could steal and sell her chinchillas, which I was going to be on board for. So, but yeah, this idea is okay too, I guess.
Yeah, we'll steal her chinchillas, brand them with the Pussy Fart Gang logo.
Perfect. Oh my God, how cute. Just a tiny brand.
I know.
Just like a little, just a little teeny hot, red hot metal thing on a little chinchilla.
A little guy. Look at these little guys.
They're just soft. Give a little chinchilla third degree burns.
They're soft and furry except for one spot. It's like a soft spot on a baby's head.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's we'll have the only living merch. Everything else is like a t-shirt, a hat. Fuck that. Our merch is going to be livestock.
A living creature. Yeah, no, that's good. And then like, well, like, okay. It's like Gentle Barn or like any of those like farm sanctuary places.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't actually get to keep, but they can sponsor a chinchilla or pig or cow. And then we brand it.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch Piglet Farms. And then they just like give money to us to give to the animals.
Yeah.
Did you guys see me do quotes?
Oh, I think
on this audio format.
I think we heard the
in this audio medium. Yeah. Did you see me
do air quotes? But I think you did a good job of expressing the air quotes through your voice, because that's the air quote voice or italics voice. When you go from talking like this and talking like this on the side of your mouth.
Yeah. It's much better than the shh.
Yeah.
Shh. I hate that shh. I hate it.
What? What is that? What are you talking about?
We've talked about this before on podcasts. When they say a quote, they go shh, shh. Like I swear we've fucking talked about this before.
If we did, I
don't look at me like
out.
I'm crazy.
I've never heard
you
that.
Probably did, because it's so dumb. Yeah, like on all my stupid history podcasts I listen to, and conspiracy podcasts. That's all. It's murder, cults, conspiracy, and history.
Yeah, they're pulling a lot of references. They're like, look, just in case you think we're batshit crazy, shh, Alex Jones said this.
That's literally what it is.
Oh my God.
Good luck, Brian. Shh. That was a quote. Yeah, don't get arrested. Yeah, don't get hit by a rubber. Leah's gonna be so mad at me if I have to call her at work because you're dead.
Even worse if he's just injured by a rubber bullet. It's like, Brian got shot. Is he dead? No, he's home and he won't shut the fuck up about it.
Well, now me and Brian have to have a secret because apparently Leah told him that he better not fucking go to the protest.
Yeah.
Perfect. Shh.
Yeah.
I can't do, I think what I don't like it is because I cannot do it.
Right. Well, no, you were.
No, that's not
right.
You
were doing it at first, but now you're doing like cocking a rifle.
Shh.
That would be our quote sound.
Yes. Oh, that is a pretty good quote sound.
Yeah. Oh, man. I have to say this because the text just came through. And look, Megan's in a garage looking full on schizophrenic. The Patreon that we just recorded, but that came out a few days ago, I texted my friend and said, hey, and told them about, we read a review for a film on the Patreon episode. And I texted somebody and said, oh, I said, oh, I'll call you when we're done. Megan found a review and we read it.
he just texted me back and he said, I found it. It's a bit harsh. And then he said he obviously knows the director.
Yes. Please let this mystery person know. Me and him are thinking the same thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am so... We might have to do a three-way call.
Yeah.
We might have to do a three-way call because I would really love to... We're a mom cast. We're a movie review cast.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Schizophrenics and Garage cast.
Right.
What can't we do?
I know.
Besides be funny and coherent.
There's nothing...
That's the only obstacle we face.
Right. I know. It's really... I love that fucking vodka.
My mug.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's really nice.
I drink all of my beverages out of that. Vodka, water. Those are the only two beverages I drink. It's either water or it's vodka. It's Megan always Rice. A mystery.
Well, that's what's fun about having those two liquids because they look the same. So you could be like, oopsies, I didn't realize... It was vodka and not water. Whoops. I guess.
Whoopsie dudes.
I bought wine last night and the title of the wine.
This is the working title for this wine.
Right. So the working title for this wine is Oops.
And that's, by the way, what a great name for a brand of wine. Working title.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I got to buy this. I got to get... And you know what? Oops, it's delicious.
Oops, it's good.
Right? Oops, I'm addicted.
Oops, I have a drinking problem. Oops, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oops, this wine spilled into my Cheerios. Oops.
Oops, I put it in my baby's bottle. Oops.
Oops, I drank a case of this before I edited a film. Oops.
Oh, oops indeed.
Oh.
Do you prefer whoops or oops?
I like oops-a-daisy. Oop, I like oopsies, but I like an oops.
See, I like whoopsies.
Yeah.
This is why you guys think we're the fucking exact same. We have, there are huge differences between Wendy and I. She's an oopsies, I'm a whoopsies.
Those are euphemisms to describe our labias. You know, someone's like,
it's not a euphemism. It's a whoopsies oopsies. Yeah. That's what those things are.
Do you have an innie or an outie? Well, it's more of an oopsies whoopsies situation.
Doctor, is it a boy or a girl? It's a whoopsie whoopsies. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've lost my mind.
Look how fun this is because I'm in the garage.
It is really fun. I might go smoke. I might go stand by my window where people can just openly look at and smoke a cigarette.
Oh yeah, you guys missed that. That was on the page. Sebastian has gone full fucking rogue trying to murder Wendy.
Yeah. And he's pretending like, oh, I'm just trying to catch this pigeon, but he's just destroying my apartment. Just trying to get me to kill myself.
Yeah, he's breaking glass. He's ripping blinds off the wall. He's just like leaving. He's just, you wake up and there's a gun next to your pillow like, Mom. I mean, I don't know. It's here. We should probably see if it works.
I know. You want to check
it out?
I
don't have opposable thumbs, so. One of us has to do this.
He's like, I'm not trying to kill you. I'm trying to help you with your podcast. I was listening to it, and I know you and Megan are doing research. And no offense, it sounds a little tacky. So I thought.
But a gunshot.
That, I think, is what you really need to let people know. This is a fucking quote.
Oh.
Hola, what was that? A car?
A car. This is fun. So much ambient noise you guys are going to get. This really should have been. I should have recorded the Patreon in the garage, I feel like. And then the one that like we try to make sound mildly professional. in a closed studio. I just, that's the fucking problem with podcasts. Everything's so goddamn polished now.
I know.
Everything's so fucking, we're fucking real. We're a couple of real whoopsie oopsies. just fucking dropping knowledge.
We're out here.
You can't close my public beach parking lot.
Yeah, you fucks. We're out here.
What is this, Nazi Germany?
This is Bitch Piglet. We're coming to you from the streets. Quite literally. We apologize for the background noise.
We have both been kicked out of our respective places of residence. Bean Can has been repossessed.
It has been repossessed.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they're close. Well, now, wait a minute. So you're starting this cross-country trip. This is why we're doing two a day, and this is why we moved to the garage.
Yeah.
What's the...
Yeah, we do two a days.
Yeah. That's right.
Right? Isn't that a sports thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Callers calling.
Let us know.
Yeah, I think that's like a sports thing.
What is like a workout thing? Like two a days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you play football.
Oh yeah. Like we are the rock of podcasts. We're doing two a days.
Very wealthy and attractive.
Yes. We're doing two a days and fucking just queso fresco right down the gullet.
I mean, that's straight protein.
I know.
Ma'am, it is not, actually. It's definitely not protein. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, but are there carbs?
No. Yes, definitely. There's definitely carbs. It's actually just, you're eating a bag of flour. You're eating a large bag of flour.
Right. Oh, you're actually eating vanilla ice cream. I know it's the same color as queso fresco, but that is vanilla ice cream. No, there's pepper in it. It's black specks. Yeah, vanilla bean. Those are vanilla bean specks. You are not.
the great tragedy in all of this global pandemic is the loss of our beach parking, our salsa bars, our soup plantations. Mm-hmm. And our serve-yourself yogurt stores.
Oh.
Because I really want Yogurtland. So, I mean, so what I'm saying is, like, I understand the plight of other people.
Yeah.
This is our civil war.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
Because I can't get taro root-flavored yogurt with coconut on it.
And go eat it in a fucking parking lot. That's
while getting my hair cut.
That's all I want to do. Is get my hair cut in a parking lot while I enjoy some frozen yogurt that I got for my goddamn self.
Oh, did I tell you about the Dana Point Gelson's lady? I bet a lot of you have already seen this. It went fucking hardcore viral.
What happened?
This fucking bitch at the Gelson's in Dana Point. This is okay. And this has happened a lot recently. Where these people go in places without masks, like the fucking dumb cunts that were wearing fucking swastika face masks in San Diego. Like, they're the ones filming it. It's not you or me filming it, being like, look at this asshole. They are filming it, and they are putting it online.
Yeah.
Like, thinking that, I don't know, that, like, people are, like, gonna be like, fuck yeah. Like, they're fucking standing up for the rest of our rights. Whatever the fuck. This fucking cunt. Oh, and of course the internet, like, deep dives. Like, she takes everything down, deactivates her Facebook, but, like, people get to it before she does any of that. So it's like she's a fucking flat earther. Like, she's got degrees in things. No, she doesn't.
Sure, yeah, and she's got degrees.
Yeah, exactly. But she goes the fuck, and it's like, and the best part of this video, I'm going to send this to you, but I'm also, oh, good. Brian's sending live pictures.
Oh, good.
Already. Perfect. There's a fucking dude, like, cause you know, like when you go to the grocery store now, there's a person who they're Clorox wiping all the carts before you can take one, you know, they clean off. And so there's this dude doing it, and it's like they're playing. It's like Lionel Richie or something that the Gelsons is playing, like the music. And he's just dancing and fucking wiping those carts down. And he's like, you have to wear a mask. And she's like, I will not wear a mask, ma'am. I need to speak to your manager. And he's like, okay, cool. You got it.
He's just being like, he's literally like throwing her finger guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like, yep. And so the manager comes out and she's immediately like, so it's my constitutional right. I don't have to wear a mask to shop in your store. He's like, well, it's policy. But we can shop for you. He's like, if you want, I can shop for you. And she goes, well, what does that look like? What does that look like? I have to give you my bank information?
What?
Or it's just like, no, you just give him your fucking credit card, bitch. Like, what are you talking about? This guy's going to, whatever. And then she immediately, I actually can't wear a mask because I have a medical condition and HIPAA law states that I do not have to disclose that to you. Where it's like, bitch, you don't have a medical condition. You're being a cunt. You're being a hard cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager's just like, cool. Okay. Well, like that's, or we could provide you with a mask or I could shop for you. To which she's, of course, like, fuck you. I'm a monster. And so he fucking, like, he's like, okay. And she's like, you have a lawsuit on your hands. I would like a number for corporate. He goes, cool, I'll give you a card. And he goes in to get the card. And then back to the fucking hero of the century, this dude just washing carts, just, like, grooving, just fucking grooving, wiping down carts, throwing her finger guns. And she's like, how do you feel about this, that you're, this is a company that's taking away constitutional rights? And he goes, I feel great. I'm a bartender, so like I'd be unemployed right now, but luckily for me I can work at Gelson's, so like I'm doing good. More finger guns. Just like the best dude. And she's just like, oh, you seem pretty happy. And he's like, yeah, I am happy, I have a job. Just the, like, this dude is the best dude. And the guy comes out and gives her the fucking card. And she's like, oh, and what's your name? And what's your name? And then, like, the manager says his name. Like, what are you going to do? This is what makes me mad, is all these fucking people that are doing this, that are going to these stores being like, it's, I don't have to, you know what else you have the right to do? Not shop here.
Yep.
It's a privately owned company. Because I guarantee you, most of these motherfuckers that are going into Costco and Gelson's and whatever your local grocery store is and throwing a fucking fit because they have to wear a mask are the same fucking people that when a fucking bakery says, we're not going to make a cake for a gay wedding,
mm-hmm.
and people get mad, they go, they're a privately owned business. They can do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
So if do you get mad that like restaurants and 7-Elevens have signs that say no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yeah. That was going to be...
I bet not.
No, that was my first thought. Because you can't walk in and be like, it's my constitutional right to not wear shoes. I have a medical condition where I can't put on a shirt. It's like, okay, well then I guess you can't fucking come in here.
Then you could go somewhere else.
Right.
You can go somewhere else. It's very simple. That's what, like, all these people, I'm just like, then, yeah, exactly. So don't shop there.
Right. Go someplace where they don't require you to wear a mask.
There are places that are letting you in without wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but there are. So do that.
Yeah, you know which place does not require a mask and the person working there? The only place I've seen in my neighborhood that does not require you to wear a mask and the person that works there is never wearing a mask is the fucking vape shop, like the smoke shop that's open till like 12 a.m. The only thing that's open past 10 o'clock at night anymore. This place is, they're running out of cigarettes and like you'll go in. And if I go in to get cigarettes and I have some, I'll get like two or three packs at a time just because that's something there's like a run on. Because people are stressed. But that place...
Oh, we've talked about this. I know a lot of people that have quit smoking for like 5-10 years that fucking slid right back into that.
Oh, no, we have not talked about this.
Oh, I know. I have numerous friends that have not been smokers for quite some time.
Yeah.
And all this shit hit the fan and it's like, well, right back up to a pack a day. Right back up.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think it's that surprising.
No. I mean, a pack a day.
If you're drinking all day.
Right. Well, that's the thing is, if you're drinking all day, I've actually been smoking less just because I'm like inside my apartment all day. And so I'm like doing other stuff. So it's not as enjoyable to like one or two cigarettes in the apartment is like, ooh, that feels naughty and I like it. But it's not, I'm smoking less because it's like more than four in this, if I smoke more than
it's
four.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's nasty. So, but to go from zero to a pack is gnarly. But again, if you're drinking.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's what loads of people are doing.
Yeah.
But I love that the one place open late's a vape shop.
Uh-huh. And there's not a mask required sign. You walk in and the guy's just in there smoking like, hey, just droplets all over the place. And I'm like, take my fucking mask off.
I did. I went for the first time in over 2 months. I went into a place without a mask yesterday.
Where'd you go?
we went to Rite Aid, and I just forgot. Leah was driving. I didn't bring my purse because we had to go to her mom's house to do something. So I was like, oh, we're just going for a drive. And then we stopped at Rite Aid to get driveway party beers. It's the new beach. It's a driveway.
Right.
And we're walking up and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't have my mask. And I was like, can we go in? And Leah was like, oh, they don't give a fuck. And I was like, seriously? Because I've gone to that Rite Aid numerous times. It's right across the street, super close. So that's where we go for, like, whatever. And as we're walking in, like, dude walks out without a mask. Another dude walks out without a mask. Because they did have a sign that was like, you must have a mask to enter.
Yeah.
So that's gone. Because they let us in.
Yeah, fucking. And
half the people in there had masks, half the people didn't. Yeah, but I felt fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because I haven't gone anywhere without a mask. I haven't pumped gas without a mask on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
in
weird.
In 2 months.
Like how quickly.
It was just a weird feeling. Yeah. Like of being like a thing where 3 months ago, it would have been absurd to think about wearing a mask into a place. Mm-hmm. And then I was like nervous.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how quickly our brains acclimate to something and how quickly you can just change even, like, it's interesting, like, the whole idea of, like, habits and things that seem weird, and then if you just start doing it every day, it becomes normal, and then it feels weird not to do it.
Yes.
And so the mask is, like, that's a really, I was thinking about that the other day, just with everything, like, it's like, you get in a habit of doing something or you get out, but once you change a habit, if you do it every day for like a couple weeks, it becomes normal. And then it feels fucking strange to not have a mask on.
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, with everything. That's why it feels weird to not start drinking wine as soon as the applause break happens. I can't.
It's wine time.
Stop it.
That means it's wine time.
Yeah.
They're applauding for whoopsies.
Yeah.
The wine.
Whoops.
But I still have like weird, I did that happen the other day. I went shopping and I was on the phone with someone and I'm standing at my little ex, you know, and then waited. And once all this, cause it's not like before where it's like, you just start piling shit on the conveyor belt behind people. So I wait for the conveyor belt to be empty, but they have to wipe it down after each fucking thing. They wipe it down. And I just wasn't thinking. And the woman was like, oh, ma'am, I need to sanitize this first. And I was like, I'm sorry. I still, like, have moments where I, like, forget that we live in a totally weird new world. And she was like, oh, I forget all the time.
Yeah. I got to tell you, with all the other shit that I've been dealing with, specifically in the last couple weeks, it was really nice yesterday. I did not check my email at all. And it was, I got to say, again, we've talked about this. The last episode, get a hammer, break some bones, break your friend's bones. Having some other trauma really does take the sting out of this pandemic. Yesterday, I did not check my email all day because I've been going back and forth dealing with this, with just some shit that's very stressful. And yesterday, it was really nice to just only think about the pandemic. I was like, thank God. All I have to do is sit around and be paranoid about a virus floating into my body somehow. It was very relaxing. I had wine. I watched Afterlife. I was like, it's so nice to just be able to just sit in my home and be nervous about the outside. This is really refreshing.
It's what a dream. What a dream to be afraid of going outside.
Yeah. I was like, this is nice. I need to. So I really, if you have other shit going on in your life, also take some you time. You know, it's like a spa day for your brain. Leave your work stuff alone and just really focus on...
Just turn on the news.
Yeah, just turn on the news and just let it fucking sink in, you know? Just let it get in your body. Like coronavirus is going to try to get all the way up in your nasal cavity. Which, you want to talk about smoking? I've been reading a lot of articles, and at first the first one I read, I was like, oh, this is bullshit. But there are a lot more articles, and I don't know, again, who's writing or publishing these. It could be
French. Oh, about the French being the most French?
Yeah. Well, people are like, with the COVID, because it's respiratory, they assume that people smokers would have increased risk of being like, you know, dying from it and having all kinds of crazy complications. But a lot of the studies are showing that like smokers are weirdly like not being affected that much by it.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Like, not any more than they would think that it would, like, increase the chances. And callers, call in, because I'm sure that's wrong, but I read it somewhere. that quote is from the internet. But yeah, so maybe it's good to smoke, because you're actually, you're like, you're smoking out the virus. Like, it can't survive.
I mean, I would love for this to be just a renaissance in slow suicide. Just a renaissance of people crippling addictions to alcohol that'll kill them in 30 years.
Yes.
Pack-a-day smoking habits that'll kill them much sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I didn't die of COVID.
Yep. Look on the bright side.
Call me old-fashioned. I died of lung cancer.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was a lung disease, but not like that fucking new millennial lung disease, COVID. I'm not...
I just died of regular old... Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, sorry that I'm not like... Sorry, I'm just like... I'm just vintage. I'm just like into vintage shit. I'll tell you three things I love. Frank Sinatra, Goodfellas, and lung cancer. Those are my top three favorite...
Those are my three favorite things. What? That's a weird list. Like, there's no real through line. It's just like three random things you decided on. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Speaking, I've spent, I'm very poor right now. But I've invested in some brand new novelty vintage t-shirts.
Okay.
That I'm very excited. Oh, I'm very excited. You're going to be very jealous.
Yeah. Are they? Let me guess. One of them is Frank Sinatra.
One of them is lung cancer.
And the other is Goodfellas. It's just Ray Liotta. It's just going, Karen!
Was that
Where's all the money, Karen?
Is this your Ray Liotta? Again, guys, we talk about this all the time. It's the most important thing of a relationship is to keep surprising your partner. No matter how long you've been together, you want to keep things fresh and new. So if you're like, a lot of people are stuck with their partners. It's hard. Throw in a Ray Liotta impression that you've literally never done before in your life. Just to spice things up in the bedroom. If fucking one of you motherfuckers does not start doing a Ray Liotta impression while your partner is going down on you and tell us, this is the last episode of this podcast you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
People are like, great. So I'll do the thing I would never do. And then I also never have to listen to this again. Perfect. Right.
So here are some examples if you're not familiar with Ray Liotta and you don't have time to look him up. Because I know we have a lot, you know, we're spending a lot of time just being nervous. So,
well, and we're young and hip.
Right. So
many of our listeners are young and hip. Oh, what a beautiful dog.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Oh my God. This dog is a wolf. Straight.
That was.
Wolf. Wolf, wolf.
Okay. I want you to know, and I'm going to edit this also. I'm going to edit this podcast too. I also just want you to know the voice change, the modulation change.
Oh, when I speak to a normal human person?
Oh no. When you were trying to fuck that dog, the way you said that's a good looking dog came from deep down in your oopsies whoopsies.
In my oopsie whoopsie.
Yeah, you were like, oh my God. I thought like, what the fuck? What is Ray Liotta walking by in front of you topless? What else could make you respond in such a way? And you're like, my God, that is a good looking dog. And then once the owner realized you were trying to fuck that dog, you're like, hi, I'm not,
hey, hi, it's me. Definitely not trying to fuck your dog.
Definitely not going to think about fucking your dog when I'm playing with my oopsie whoopsie later today.
When I'm boulder climbing deep in the whoopsie whoopsie cavern. Oh, God. We've really turned our pussies into the cave from The Descent.
I know. Well, we didn't do that. Nature did that.
God did.
Yeah, God did. It's been 2 months of us, and much like the earth is douching itself, and nature, we are
I'm excited where this is going.
Our bodies, after a couple months in quarantine, our hair's growing out, things are morphing, I'm not being fucked. You can't even masturbate as much as you want to because you're sleeping in a house with lots of people.
Well, the air mattress is so loud.
Yeah. So much like the earth, our pussies have gone untouched for 2 months. And so now they are.
My pussy's gone untouched longer than that. Let's be honest here.
They are now, they are regenerating themselves into what they always meant to be, which is a weird
cavern with mole people living in it.
Yes.
With cannibalistic mole people living inside. I mean, I think my pussy's been untouched long enough. Evolution happens fast, baby. So, I mean, yeah. I think 6 months is the right amount of time that my pussy could just be filled with cobwebs and blind, cannibalistic, humanoid creatures.
Uh-huh.
You can't prove it's not.
First of all, exactly. You can't prove it's not, so fucking try us. Also...
Everyone's like, yeah, that's why it turned that way, because nobody wanted to prove anything about that thing.
But on the bright side, while a lot of people are like, oh, that's sad, you have mole people. You have three blind mice running around.
Oh, I wish. That means we were in foggy London town.
Hello?
Hello, it's us coming to you from foggy London town. Right.
I've got three blind mice in my cunt, isn't it?
They got proper banter, though.
Isn't it is probably one of my favorite turns of phrase. Isn't it?
it's a great turn of phrase in that it's just a weird hodgepodge of letters.
Yeah.
That would be a sentence, but instead is just like, three letters.
Yeah, but it's nice because having the three blind mice and I was like, oh, maybe my stomach is expanding because I'm eating cheese constantly and drinking wine the way I used to exercise. But that makes more sense now because the regeneration, I'm not fat. It's mole people creating a home for themselves.
It's three cannibalistic blind, mole mice.
You're right. It's three blind mole people.
Three blind mole people. Three blind mole people. Living in my cunt. Living in my cunt. Oh, it sucks we didn't say that later. That would have been a great place to cut.
Wouldn't that have been? You know what? And I do want to point out.
Isn't it?
It would have been a great place to cut, isn't it? Excuse me? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Ma'am, you don't make any sense.
I want to point out, and just a reminder, because I know you guys are listening and we're painting a picture, and so you're probably lost somewhere deep in the caverns of our uteri.
Yep.
Yep. Plural. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I imagine they imagine they're in both of our uteri. So
I imagine, they imagine, we imagine. John Lennon.
I feel like it really gives the podcast like a professional feel when it's like, we're doing research.
Yeah. That one was definitely research.
Yeah. I like, also, I just want to remind everyone, I'm recording this from my weird little meth den in New York City. Megan just sang Three Blind Mice Living in My Cunt. Very loudly.
In the world.
In a public space that she's in a fucking driveway. Where people are out. It's a beautiful day. I'm sure people are walking around.
Oh, beautiful day. People are skateboarding, walking their fuckable ass dogs.
I know. Yeah. You're
going to the beach, going to violent protests.
Yeah. You're going to get reported and they're going to be like, this woman, I think she's trying to like fuck the neighborhood dogs. And like, oh, do you mean kids? No, no, no. No, like,
oh no, we mean dogs
or any other animal. She first of all tried to fuck my dog, and then 2 minutes later when I came back to try to clarify, were you trying to fuck my dog, I was having, she started singing about mice living in her cunt. So
I think we need to call animal control. This is PETA available right now, because this seems like it could be an animal abuse situation.
Right. I'm sorry, did you say she's a pedophile? No, she's a pedophile. She's got a
pet.
Yeah.
She's a pedophile.
Yeah, with a T.
Pedophile. Yeah. Pet-A-file. Pedophile.
And that's file with an F, as in file this bitch away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We are really doing it. I do like the delirium of, I will say, and again, you guys probably do not like this. We get a kick out of this.
Whenever we have the most fun, other people seem to have the least fun.
Yeah.
And whenever we're like bored and like, this is a boring episode, people are like, great episode. So I think it's people are just like, no, keep doing the bad ones.
Yeah.
That you think are bad, because those are actually good. If there's anything we've learned from doing this podcast is what we find humorous and fun, do the opposite of that.
Yeah. What we've learned in doing this podcast is that we do not have any taste. We have no sense of humor and we have no sense of taste.
Oh, I think we knew that before, but now we just have many, many people who have supported that theory.
Yeah.
We have many other people that are like, oh no, you were right to think you're bad at your job.
Yeah.
If the lack of income from your job proves anything, it's that you're not good at it.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. I think I'm going to walk. I'm recording. Later today I'm recording a podcast studio, but I'm going to my friend's apartment to do it. And I was like, it's crazy because I'm not taking the subway for sure. To take a car is a 6-minute drive when normally that's a 25-minute drive.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Would the walk be?
I think I'm just going to walk because it's like an hour walk. So I'm just going to walk there. And then
maybe that's lovely.
Yeah. So I'm going to walk there. And then, yeah, this will be my first time since quarantine. Other than when I had the sexy visit from the guy installing my Wi-Fi. That sadly did not turn into a porn between me and the Wi-Fi man or my cat and the Wi-Fi man.
Or a threesome.
That's the dream.
Oh my God, that's Wendy Starling. Pedophile.
Yes. I like how you really leaned into putting my name on that when this is you are co-head title of that film. Equal billing. But yeah, this will be the first time I've been like, and it's a weird thing. Like you're talking about going in with going.
Hello, sir.
Oh, now is this?
Hold on.
Now we have to act like we're not talking so Megan doesn't look weird so she can fuck this guy.
Dude, it is. I mean, like classic. Let me paint a picture. Oh, my fuckable ass dog's walking back. By the way, this is now who's talking about a pedophile threesome.
Yeah.
This dude just. Oh my God, this dog is like. It looks like a wolf. It is crazy.
Yeah, it looks like a wolf.
Too, this woman is like, please stop staring at my dog.
Yeah, it looks like a wolf, like it's ready to wolf down my fucking pussy.
It's a gorgeous dog. It's a gorgeous dog.
That was really...
Anyways, the dude that just walked by, okay, this is a specific Orange County look that Wendy is like very like 90s greaser, very classic Orange County greaser just walked by.
Okay.
Super fucking like built... White dude, fucking white socks up to his knees.
Oh,
shorts, slicked back blonde hair.
Yes,
covered in tattoos, white tee.
Oh my God.
I was like, hey, the great thing about Orange County, you guys, is it's really a place time forgot. Our airport is John Wayne Airport. The man that just walked by, he could have been wearing that in 1982, 1976, 1991, 1997, 2003, today.
Yeah.
A lot of styles don't hold up like that in a lot of places.
Not only did you describe Orange County, but also every one of my favorite radio stations, the hits from Wearing the Hits. That's Orange County Greasers, Wearing the Hits from the 70s.
Wearing the Hits.
Until today.
70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
70s, 80s, 90s, and pandemic.
Oh, that guy. Oh. I was like, hi, I'm insane. Hello. Hi. Hi, sir. Sorry, I was just talking about trying to fuck that dog, but then you walked by. and I have a microphone sitting in a one-car garage. Any interest?
Oh,
is there vodka in this cup or water?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's a mystery. Whoopsies.
Would you like to see a little whoopsies?
How about a big oopsies?
How about one filled with three blind mice? Hello.
Yeah, that's, you're going to try to trick, like, you're like how they try to sneak kids into a van with candy. You're just going to be walking around with dogs, like with little mice tails sticking out of your pussy. Like, hey, puppy, lifting up your skirt. You want a snack?
No, it's Leah's going to get home. It's going to be that fucking weird Mike Ness looking motherfucker just tied up to a surfboard in the garage, and then a wolf dog.
Yep.
With it. I'm just like, this is my family now.
And just holding the mice, and we will raise these as our own. Like, where'd you get the mice?
Don't worry about it. I grew them in my womb.
And then you make it tiny brander. Like, I'm gonna make, these are my children, and also this is podcast merch.
Someone has to work for this family.
And it sure as fuck isn't going to be me. It's going to be these goddamn mice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brian's back. Nothing happened, right? Yeah, that was boring.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it wasn't even worth the ride.
Fucking lame.
He went on a bike ride for nothing. Oh, interesting.
What happened?
There was a legal crowd dispersal. Sound it out. So everyone had to leave or they were going to get arrested.
Oh, that's kind of
exciting.
So all
these dumb...
They closed the street at the top and they just swept through and, like, arrested people. I don't think very many people... I didn't see people get arrested.
Oh, but they did arrest people? Sure, yeah. Fuck yeah, good. Good.
So that was
also
worth a bike ride.
I love nothing breaks up a bunch of mildly inconvenienced white people. Like a cop being like, hey, listen, we're going to arrest you. And they're just like, oh, well, officer, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll just go to Costco without a mask on and throw a fit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's so boring. Like it's exciting kind of, but it's also very boring. Yeah. To just, if it can be broken up by someone asking you to please stop doing that, it's like,
yeah, it's very dumb.
It's not a protest, and obviously it's not something that you even give that much of a shit about. It's like...
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're just looking for something to fill your time, which we get, but, like, fill your time with something that doesn't fill the sky with helicopters and fucking inconvenience us when we're trying to record a quality... This is a... We're trying to do a show.
Speaking of a place time forgot... That's the Sparklets truck.
Shut.
I swear to God. It's the fucking Sparklets truck.
I have not seen one of those.
Remember back in the 90s when your parents bought like Sparklets water and you had just like giant things of water in the corner?
Yeah.
Orange County's still like, we're fucking not letting this industry die.
Oh my God. I have not seen or heard of or even thought about a Sparklets truck.
Oh, why would you? I've only seen them down here.
Do you know what I wonder?
I truly, genuinely did not think that this was still a real thing.
I wonder, are you in a garage or are you in a weird, like, time-space portal? Like, there's, like, a rip in the time-space continuum and that garage is actually... It's 1992.
It is 1990. It's 1996. I mean, as I'm looking around, none of the cars are that new. So,
yeah, truly.
I'm never leaving this garage.
No, you have to just live there forever.
Oh, kitty. Oh, I got to record in garages more often. We got fuckable ass dogs. We got cute little calico kitties.
Uh-huh. So the kitty is like, it's... Breakdown
it's
for
cute.
Us what makes
it's
it not
cute.
Fuckable.
I mean, first of all, I don't even know how spiky its dick is.
Mm.
It's cute. You know how you can go on a date with somebody and, like, get along really good and be like, you're cute, but you're not, like, fuck, I don't want to fuck you.
Right.
It's the same way with animals.
Ugh.
You can see a dog and be like, that's a fucking I bet that dog could fuck. But then you see another dog and you're like, I bet you'd be really fun to like hang out with sometime.
Yeah.
But I don't see us having that like sexual chemistry.
Yeah. Like I feel like you'd be maybe good at cuddling, you know, if I was like drunk and sad and you wanted to cuddle on the couch, but nothing
further.
Or
it'd be fun to like watch a movie with.
Yeah.
You know, I see this as more of a friendship.
Yeah.
Than a sexual relationship.
I know. It's always a weird thing, too, because it's like, it sucks. Like, when you're in the position where you're the one friend-zoning the pet, that's always a different, like, because you're in the power position. But I got to say, and if I, like, I hadn't even thought about this till now. I know we joke about Sebastian, that I've never seen his dick, and, like, dicks aren't cut off of cats during sterilization, which I still think is not true. I didn't realize until we even started having this conversation that Sebastian, that's the problem, is he friend-zoned me.
And I'm sorry. I don't want this to sound rude.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt your feelings. But you're just figuring that out?
I think, because, you know, and I tell him all the time. I tell him all the time. I'm always like, you're handsome. I love you. How did you get to be so handsome? Do you want some ham?
You know, all the sexy things.
Right. Please stop hitting your mom in the eye. Maybe I should stop referring to myself as his mom.
Or I think let's maybe mother.
Yeah. Maybe
that's been the problem.
Yeah. I got to switch. He's
call yourself mother.
Yeah. Maybe if I say
he's already trying to kill you.
What if I say stepmom? Because stepmom porn is in. What if I'm like, stop hitting your stepmom. Stop it.
Stop hitting your yum. Also, yes.
Yes. Stop hitting your step yum.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Stop hitting your step yum. And he's just, that's why he's acting. He's just destroying this fucking apartment.
He's trying to kill you and himself.
I know. Well, what he's doing is gaslighting because it's one of those situations where I cannot believe, you know, it's wild. Like when you keep stuff in and then when you talk about it, you're like, oh, fuck, now I see the situation. And it's hard to do when you're, you know, you're, especially if you're in denial about a relationship. But now I cannot believe it. He wants to break up with me, but he feels bad doing it. And so he's trying to get me to break up with him. That's what's happening. That's why he's like, this fucking bitch will not get out of this goddamn apartment. So I'm going to shatter her fucking mirror so she can stop taking
I'm going to break everything.
Yeah. This mirror is going to be gone. So now she loses the only little bit of joy she has where she can dance in the mirror and pretend like, oh, I like staying inside. This is fun. And now I just stare out directly
into my neighbors. You have to. You have no choice. You have to.
He's trying to get me to break up with him. This is a fucking nightmare. I mean, I get why people are going through divorces. I just didn't think it would happen to me during the pandemic.
With your cat son.
Yeah. Well, with my step pussy. Step pussy and step yum.
He's your, yes.